You want to talk to Obadiah? No, I'm Obadiah.
You want to
talk to Spike?
Yeah, I'll talk to Spike.
Who are you laughing at?
You.
You're laughing at me?
Yeah, of course.
Who are you?
I'm Carlos.
I'm Spike.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Spike.
Yeah, whatever.
Uh-huh. Note the sarcasm.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Oh, you're welcome.
To explain it.
You're welcome. Well, you're welcome. I would curtsy right now to you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You probably should, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm on a chair right now, so I can't.
What are you smiling for?
I'm smiling because I'm not you.
Very funny, aren't you?
I think so.
Don't you ever get annoyed?
Yeah, of course I do.
What do you get annoyed at?
People asking me what I get annoyed at.
Well, you don't look very annoyed now.
Oh, give me some time.
All right. What else, then?
What else annoys me?
A bit slow, aren't you?
Well, I try to match the company that's present. Let's see. People that are rude irritate me and annoy me.
What do you do when people are rude?
I call them on it, usually.
Does it piss you off?
Yeah, why else would I call them out?
Stupid question.
Right.
You're not supposed to ask me questions.
Right. I apologize.
What else makes you annoyed?
Here's a good one. Slight annoyance, people that think I'm American.
Aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Sound American.
Yes, well, I knew you'd ask me that. No, I'm Canadian.
What's wrong with being American?
The world doesn't really think highly of Americans.
Yeah, but Canadians are just the same, aren't they?
There's a slight difference. We're like, we don't have a gun. We're not arrogant. We just mind our own business.
So you a flag-wearing Canadian?
Aren't we all? It's not so much a flag-waving thing. It's more just to distinguish that we're not American. So we get treated a little better, hopefully.
Who, has someone done that recently? Mistaken you for an American?
Besides you.
Besides me.
Not recently, no. But I can remember times where I have been mistaken, yeah.
Tell me what happened.
Well, what generally happens is they will ask me, are you from America, or what part of America you're from, or what state you're from. And then I'll correct them, and I'll say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm Canadian. And it's usually followed by, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean that. So, for the most part, it goes pretty well.
Oh, so it doesn't annoy you that much, then?
It annoys me when it happens over and over again, yes. Which, since I've moved here, it's happened about, I could literally say, about 100 times.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That would piss me off.
Piss me off.
What happens when you get annoyed?
Well, either, depending on the situation, I'll either clam up, not really say anything, and I'll just kind of stew in my own anger. Or if I'm really angry, I'll let it out.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, it's probably good for you, too.
Don't shout at people.
I'll raise my voice and tell them that they're pissing me off. Yeah.
Yeah. Feels good to get annoyed at people sometimes.
It does. Actually, come to think of it, there is one thing that recently happened that annoys the living piss out of me. Dealing with the company that provides my TV and internet and phone at home.
I hate call centers.
Yes, especially here, because they just don't do anything, and they're bloody inept.
And they don't listen, and they're stupid.
Yep, and they take no responsibility for anything that they do or don't do. So, recently, I had the experience of moving, and Well, long story short, it took me 2.5 months to just get internet at my house.
2.5 months?
2.5 months.
Incompetent idiots.
Yep, and I let them know that every week. And hello?
Who?
I don't see you anymore.
You
see there you go. Hello.
Back again.
Don't know what happened. Yes, so anyways, I would call them every week and let them know that they're, ask them what's going on. They don't know, so then I call them idiots. And finally, it somewhat worked. So yes, that pissed me off.
That would piss you off.
That would piss me off.
Okay. I think that's it.
Okie doke.